So it wouldn't be uncommon to hear a kid in school say, ah, this tastes like dirt. It's 99.7 DJX, setting the bar time. Examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without doing this, then you can look back on your moment and say, you know what? I'm doing okay. So, if you can manage to make it through the day without serving dirt instead of dessert at a high school cafeteria, you're doing okay. Listen, this was all a big misunderstanding. Wasn't a prank. However, this happened in Maine last week. School admitted to making the mistake. And I guess earlier in the day, students had baked potting soil as part of a science activity to sterilize it so they could later test plant growth. So the dirt, the soil, had been placed in a baking dish covered with foil and set off to the side. So I guess during the lunch, the high school lunch, there was, chaos in the kitchen, as sometimes it happens.
Oh, no.
Servers were working, quickly trying to deliver food to the kids and to the tables.
No.
And so someone accidentally grabbed that baking dish of dirt, and it was taken out. So some students, three of them exact, ate the soil.
No.
Thinking it just looked like maybe some sort of chocolate dessert item. Obviously, they immediately realized upon the first bite that it was not chocolate.
Yes.
It was dirt. They spit it out. It was taken away. The school insisted it was just a coincidence.
Not
it
wasn't a prank.
Any sort
wasn't
of prank. Right, exactly.
We didn't mean to serve you dirt.
No one got sick by it, so that was good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without serving dirt to your students instead of dessert at a high school cafeteria, you're doing okay.
I can safely say that my mom never did that.
Have you asked her, though?
I have not specifically said, Mom, did you ever serve dirt to us or the students at high school? Maybe I should.
Her answer would probably be no.
Probably going to be no.
Right. Like I said, this was just a misunderstanding, a science experiment that was, they used the ovens in the kitchen to be a part of the experiment.
Yeah.
Set off to the side, mistaken for food.
Okay.
There, and that's how we wound up in the setting the bar category.
This kind of, do you think this tastes like dirt? So it does.
It does.
It is.
It actually is. It actually is.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if that rendered the experiment invalid. Or if they were still able to get the results from the experiment that they were looking for.
That's a very good question.
Did it ruin two things? Did it ruin that kid, three kids' lunches
and the experiment,
or did it just ruin one?
What is this going to do to our grade?
Right. Yeah, right. Wait, are we still going to get a passing grade on this?
Wow.
So, again, that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.